what the business is.
Another week in the books. It's another episode of the On Deck TV podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Man, what's goody, man? I am your host, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou, for those who don't know.
Fuck with your boy, man. Animal underscore Brown, Instagram and Twitter, as always.
I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter as well. You on Snapchat yet? You Snapchat
not it up? Yet. Snapchat, well, it's going to have to wait. I'm going to get there one day, though. One of these days.
It ain't all it's cracked up to be. Like, I have to figure out how to remove DJ Khaled from my feed, dude.
Why, he going too hard?
I mean, it's just like, I don't know if I follow enough people. Like, I open it up and it's like, just like a DJ Khaled app. Like, oh, shit, I'm with Puff. Major deal. Oh, major key.
That's motivating.
No, I didn't know drinking water was a major key. No shit, Sherlock.
Now we know.
Yeah, laying in green water with some nigga watching the NBA
playoffs. Whoa.
Hey, I'm just telling you what I see on the Snapchat.
Laying in green water with some nigga
on a
watching
Sunday
the playoffs.
With fire in the background saying, hey, this is key. Motivation.
Everything can't be a key.
Relaxation. When do the keys stop, dude? When does the key ring get full? I'm
shit,
waiting on Cali.
Janitor, ain't
that nigga need a book, dude?
You'll buy it too.
That's next. Nah, man, that's gotta be next, right? The Cali book, Keys to Success,
Coffee Table. Ooh, that'll be all right.
Send me my money right now, Cali.
That's your one good idea of 2016, dude.
One good?
Yes, it's the first one. Congratulations.
We do a good show, man. I'd like you to listen to a couple of them, man. You might find some gems in there from me. But look, man, we do this every week, man.
For sure.
Over hip hop, we also have the guys over at FSP, man. That's the Full Sport Press. J-Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy, man, do their best to give you the latest and greatest in hip hop. They located in
hip hop or sports?
Excuse me, sports. My bad, man. I get to talking. They located in Nashville, so they're coming out the south where we hometown from. And they did draft picks this week.
Yeah, man, mock draft was this week. The draft came up slick quick, though. I know it was this week.
Fourth pick, Dallas Cowboys.
I see, y'all sorry.
Let's go, Nation.
You've been waiting on this shit.
I've been waiting.
I forgot about the draft.
I've been walking days down out the calendar. Let's go.
My team makes the playoffs, so.
I haven't listened to the FSP episode yet. I wonder who they picked for us.
Y'all need so many picks.
Nah, bro, just relax.
Man, shout out.
Nothing but a pass rusher, dog.
Shout out FSP, man. That's every Monday, man. Get your sports fix. Shout out the ladies' room, Rizzo and Marie out of New York. Every so often they drop. They drop when they feel like it, man. Just go subscribe to it and you won't have to check on it. It'll automatically hit your feed.
They get their lemonade on.
Absolutely, man. Speaking of lemonade, what did you get into this weekend other than watch that over and over and over again?
I don't even know what that is, actually. I just read it on the rundown right now. I thought Arnold Palmer was in the building, dog. Weekend, man. Game of Thrones.
Oh,
listen to me.
Nerd alert.
Yes. It premiered this weekend. 10 million viewers. You and one other motherfucker sitting here watching the Detroit Pistons get swept were the only people not watching Game of Thrones.
It was a free HBO weekend, man. Don't let them numbers fool you.
I don't believe that. Anyway, 2 million streams. Anyway. But I watched Game. I got that Thrones in there and finished Billions, man. If y'all ain't heard of Billions or watched that, that's fire. TV head over here, man. That Billions is fire.
I'll wait until at least 5 more people tell me that, because your opinion is
I'm Lustradamus, man. Check the records.
Not at all. Man, what I do? I chilled out. I did watch that Beyonce Lemonade, as a matter of fact.
I know you did.
I did. Everybody, I wanted to see what it's in on.
Everybody tuned in knows you watched the Beyonce Lemonade.
I did. I wanted. They know I'm into shit like that. Like short films.
Yeah, Beehive. Yeah,
no.
You're into the Beehive.
It was actually pretty solid, though.
You ain't got Beehive in your profile.
No. Nice visuals. Beyonce looking extra good on there. A lot of shit talking on there, man. A lot of people think Hov in trouble. They think Hov sleeping on the couch right now. Do he got anything to worry about, or is this a brilliant marketing plan?
Listen, man, let's get right into it then for the hot topics of the week. So Lemonade was shaking it.
Yeah,
I seen Jay-Z now has his 100th problem.
That was funny.
Hilarious meme.
That was cold.
Man, let's not get this shit twisted, dude. Like, I'm not one to say that Beyonce, like, R&B singers are not rappers.
Right.
So, I mean, they ain't necessarily got to be living their lyrics. We don't know how emotional Carl Thomas actually was.
True.
We didn't know where Donnell Jones wanted to be. Right. You know, these were like, these just like, they good songs on good albums. When you're R&B, you ain't necessarily got to stick to the truth. You're singing to the masses what people want to hear. And people were very receptive. So what that tells me is a whole lot of hurt motherfuckers that feel like they getting cheated on out here in the world. Because, I mean, if I'm Beyonce, if I'm Jay-Z,
right.
One, I set this up.
Probably.
Title's number one now. Kanye, right before this,
right.
I don't know if it plots all the way back to the elevator footage. I can't give him that much credit.
Nah.
But the whole, I don't know who floated Rachel Roy's name out there.
I can't remember what. Solange. Rumor was that Solange was hot at Rachel Roy getting too cozy with Jay. So that's where that came from.
Explain who Rachel Roy is.
That's Dame Dash's ex-wife.
She's a designer.
Yeah.
Who happens to be Dame Dash's ex-wife.
Yeah.
So Dame Dash, Jay-Z's former business partner, who he started Rockefeller Records with, supposedly was cheating on Beyonce with Rachel Roy.
Yeah, allegedly. And they're saying that the person that she's quoting in the song about the Becky that you cheated with is her. Or they're saying it may be Rita Ora. It doesn't matter. The whole point is that they know that this, whether it's true or not, they know this will get people riled up and it'll keep them registers ringing and it'll keep them lemonade emojis popping on IG and Twitter. So that's all that matters. Whether it's legit or not, you can make it sound believable. It's not that hard to do.
I got two.
The questions. Video was dope, though. I'll say that again. I can't lie.
I ain't checking for them. Two questions. One, if you're Hove, are you fucking Rita Ora or Rachel Roy and cheating on Beyonce?
Probably, because people usually cheat down. That's usually how it goes.
You are doing that.
Right.
I spoke to a older...
You spoke to Hove?
I won't say... I talked to Hove the other day, but not about that. I was talking to a Caucasian American today.
Okay.
She was offended by the Becky line.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
What?
Iggy Azalea was. She said that's a...
Fuck her.
I'm just telling you what she said.
Why would you... How do you have the right to be offended by that line?
She's saying that's like calling a Chinese person Ming Lee or like a black person Shanae.
This is like saying Becky. This is like saying you got Becky hair.
I mean, they got that from Plies. Okay. Remember that?
Yeah. What did that mean?
Getting hair from a white girl.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. So she says Becky type hair. That don't mean like, that ain't no dis. I don't see it like the whole formation thing got white people in a rile about Beyonce. And the person who I was speaking with went even more so far to say that Beyonce should be careful because her major fan base are younger white females who may take offense to this. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't either. They need to get a life. Sorry.
I mean, the older white people, but you know.
Anyway, way too much Beyonce talk for this goddamn
podcast.
Very
much so. And then you finna go right to Prince.
I am.
You had your purple. I seen it. We're here at Animal Brown's podcasting location this week. He got the purple lights.
Nope.
Purple lava lamps.
None of that.
He got a Prince post in the background. their pants hanging up with the butt cheeks hanging out. I'm not sure if they're his.
I still don't believe he wore those.
Got what?
I don't.
Prince can do whatever the fuck he wanted.
Obviously.
Man.
Rest in peace, Prince. He died last week. We still don't know what. I'm going to be always 100. I wasn't that big of a Prince fan, though. I like a handful of songs, maybe. But I respect what he do. Like, dude was a dog. Played all the instruments. Wrote all the shit.
You know what? I wasn't a Prince
fan
either.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. I ain't going to lie.
But he's a monster.
Clearly.
Like, there's like that. There's no taking away from the impact of what he did.
Can't do no more respect.
90s babies and 2000s baby. He came up with Purple Rain, not Future.
Right.
That's when Future got that from him.
Have you ever seen Purple Rain?
Nah.
I think I've seen a little bit of it.
They said I got to see that, though.
I heard it was good, though.
I was chilling with my homie, Big Dog Scoop, this weekend, and Lil Jalen. And they said Scoops have seen it. Jalen clearly. He said, I need to check that out. He said, it's a must-see movie. Must-see. He said, Purple Rain must-see. But he a Prince fan, though.
Yeah, I'm not. Give me Doves Cry and I'll Die For You. That's it, though. I Will Die For You was that shit, though.
That is. Give me Doves Cry. I got three. Give me Doves Cry. One of them a remake, though.
Right.
And Nothing Compares. He did a Nothing Compares. That's an A. O'Connor remake.
I don't know.
If you ain't heard that, check, like, slaughters her verse. Like, Sinead O'Connor can take her stuff off the air.
Never heard that version before.
Listen to Nothing Compares Prince version.
Shout out to everybody on hip hop that saluted, though. He got hella love across the board. Yeah. I seen Migos tweet out, rest in peace, Prince.
Prince an influence.
Nigga, fucking.
He the first nigga did what he wanted to do.
Yeah, he did what the fuck
How
he
you dress
to.
Like that to get bitches?
Bro, they fucked with him, dog.
The new generation know they do it now.
That's true. They said Prince was worth between 150 to 300 M's.
And had no will on file.
No kids. Said his sister finna eat. His sister finna get that.
Is that his only living relative or something?
Yeah, I think got some half sisters or something too.
They finna fight for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be ugly. And he owned all of his masters. I heard
Prince was a monster.
Yeah, he owned all his shit. I heard that could get upwards of a couple of hundred million too.
And he was very popular in the Minneapolis, Minnesota community where he came from.
That's because no one lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Except for Prince.
Exactly.
He got a compound there.
I would too if I was him. All right, man. Next thing. Rest in peace, Prince. Hey, hold on. Before, can we let him rest for a week before all the conspiracy theories come out? I saw conspiracy theories the same day.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Like, come on, man.
I don't even want to talk
about that. Like, I heard Harriet, he died because Harriet Tubman, we got her on the 20, so the Illuminati killed Prince. I heard he sold all of his shit to Tidal, so Jay-Z killed Prince. Like, come on. Dude, can we let him rest for a week before the Illuminati shit come out?
Wait. He sold all this shit to Tidal?
Yeah, his shit is only on Tidal.
Since when?
About 2 years, 1 year.
Interesting.
And he just, I done heard all kind of shit. Like, dude, I don't know if that's true or not, but goddamn, just chill out.
I don't know, y'all.
Shit.
Let the man rest in peace. If this was somebody else, and I see it, but he too good of an artist. Rest in peace, Billy Paul, too, man. Me and Mrs. Jones, dog. My old school jam. You don't know nothing about
that. Mrs. Jones.
If you do know about it, I got you on that.
Nah. All right, next up, man, real quick. DJ Khaled.
God.
Yo, man,
we got back here this quick.
You just professed your love for his Snapchat.
Christ, I just told him a key the name to his book. this is documented and archived. I'm suing.
He has been added to the Beyonce tour as the DJ of the Formation tour, which kicks off this weekend. Big deal, little deal, or no deal for DJ Khaled?
I ain't gonna sit here and act like because it ain't Beyonce that it's not a big deal.
You want to, though. I swear you want to hate so bad.
There's no hating involved.
Okay. You want to troll so bad.
I'm an entrepreneur. This is not trolling. I'm an entrepreneur, so that's my thought process. So, I'll be Dame Dash here, and you're going to be Envy.
Who?
Envy. DJ Envy.
Okay.
You think signing... Well, I'm not going to speak for you.
Yeah, he's not signing, but go ahead.
Me, personally, from the efforts that I put forth in the past... No, I may not be able to get Beyonce, be the DJ for Beyonce's tour, which is major.
Yeah, to say the least.
But if I'm DJ Khaled, dude, I can have a concert among like the biggest concert in every city for the entire summer, and I don't need Beyonce, and it's my shit.
How?
What do you mean? DJ Khaled, you ain't heard these anthems that he got?
He gonna have all of them come to every city?
Yes, that's what we doing.
No.
Bro, he that big right now. The nigga was on Dateline. He was on Ellen. He got shoe lines. He's selling everything. Khaled ain't in the position right now where he need no cosign, regardless if it's Jay-Z, if it's Puff, if it's Dre. It don't matter. Khaled been having the skills to put artists together. All I need from y'all, dog, I'm just trying to do the biggest tour. You go to your Snapchat and you be annoying about, bro, I'm trying to do the biggest hip-hop tour. If you major in your city when I'm there, come out. Like, if I'm hitting every city and I'm bringing the big dogs out and I got big dogs with me, what do I need Beyonce's tour for?
First off, with the
you
point
of get cool with the Beehive?
The point that you're missing is that, yes, he's been on Ellen. That's a great look.
Yeah.
So was the damn Daniel dude from Instagram. He was on Ellen too. A lot of motherfuckers
let's
be on
shit
Ellen.
On Ellen though.
Not
let's
a lot of. On I'm Ellen. Just saying a lot of
the
people
damn
be on
Daniel
Ellen.
Dude wasn't on Dateline,
but he was on Ellen.
But he wasn't on Dateline.
there's a
feature
people.
On Dateline, dude. Snapchat is attributed to him.
There's a zillion
when you think
people
Snapchat,
on there.
Who do you think?
I think a Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, damn. That's because you're not on there.
Exactly.
And Cali ain't flooding your goddamn timeline with 4 seconds of him motorboating out in the goddamn green seas with people and shit. But so, I say all of that to say he has the popularity and the track record to bring people together. I don't gotta go play Lemonade on the road, dog, for a notch in my belt. I don't have that in me. And if I'm DJ Khaled and see how I'm moving and see what my number is doing, I'm putting my stock in me and I'm not putting my stock in Roc Nation. That's all I'm saying. If I'm buying right now, if I'm buying on the market, give me Khaled stock, not Roc Nation stock.
This is, first of all, it's not Roc Nation, it's Beyonce. And you're going on a world tour with the most famous pop star on the globe.
But it's
not
Beyonce.
This country, the globe.
It's Beyonce.
And what he's going to do is he's going to have his own set at the beginning where you play your hits for people in Switzerland and motherfucking Germany and Iowa and all these places who may have heard
not,
of you
not,
but don't know who
it's
you are.
Though. You're not,
what are you talking about?
You're saying that based off the fact that you think that's how it would work.
That's what DJs do on tour. What are you talking about?
So he gonna have his own set?
Yeah, he gonna warm. He gonna come out first.
Okay.
And then he's gonna DJ her set.
So I'm doing all of that for a check. When
and
I
you're gonna get them
have.
Streams when people look up your songs after
but
you
I
don't play them.
I could have did that on my own though,
bro. You're not doing. Beyonce shit sold out in seconds, my nigga. No, you're not. Nobody's
I'm not
doing
not
that on their own.
That. I'm not disputing that, but like that's just like clamping on her buzz though. When you have one,
but you ain't got a Beyonce.
I ain't
buzz,
saying he can
fam.
Be as big as Beyonce, but dude, look at DJ Khaled, dude. Like, hey, okay, you don't have the benefit of seeing his snap, bruh. Do you see when he goes out?
You putting a whole lot of faith. What do you think happens when Beyonce goes out?
She don't.
Exactly. She can't.
She can't.
That's my point.
So what I'm saying is,
until he gets to the level of he can't go out, then he's not on her level.
You don't get to the level of not being able to go out by doing the Beyonce tour. You do it by doing your own.
It's called
tour.
Timing, dude. You crawl before you walk.
Nigga, shoot your shot. You Steph Curry right now, dude. Shoot, nigga.
He not there yet.
Shoot.
Trust me.
Shoot the ball.
He's not there yet.
Man, he shoot the ball, nigga. Beyonce Tim Duncan out here, dude.
Nigga on air ball.
Beyonce Tim Duncan out here, dude.
Nah, you don't believe that.
Please be happy. Don't come at me.
Get him.
Tim Duncan is the best player of this generation. Sixth ring.
Kobe didn't play?
Tim Duncan is the best player of this
Shaq
generation.
Shaq didn't play?
I mean, Tim Duncan's in the playoffs right now. Where's Kobe?
Shaq didn't play?
Where is Tim Duncan right now about to win his sixth ring? Where are they?
Did I dream that Kobe played?
I don't know. He ain't played better than Tim Duncan. Y'all come at me for that. Tim Duncan is the best player of this generation since Jordan died.
Speaking of
especially
number.
Especially if they win this year.
Speaking of number one, okay. Yo boy designer.
Oh, my.
Panda.
Who is that?
Panda.
Oh, okay.
Panda.
You had to tell me who that was. I didn't know who that was.
All right, so his record, Panda, just went number one. He's the first New York rapper to have a number one record since Jay-Z. It's ironic because he sounds nothing like a New York rapper. Now, here's my question.
Is
a lot of
a
people,
New York rapper, though? Where he from?
Yeah, he's from New York.
They got a valid label for me.
Brooklyn, I believe.
Yeah, I need a birth certificate.
A lot of people are hot for obvious reasons because he sounds like Future. Now, here's my question. Who are you madder at? Are you madder at him for sounding like Future? Mm-hmm. Are you madder at Kanye for essentially putting him on and blowing the song up? Mm-hmm. Or are you mad at people because they biting into it? Because clearly they are since he got a number one record.
People biting. Now people are biting designer?
No, I'm saying they're falling into it. They're buying it.
Oh, they're buying into it. I mean, I hold my madness for actually nobody. I mean, this is
you're not mad at him.
Nah, this hip hop nowadays. Like, this is it. This is what you do.
You can still be mad at him, though.
For all I know, Future wrote the song. You know what I'm saying? And, like, sold it to him. Thought it wasn't going to be nothing. He's done his thing with it. They say it was moving in New York prior to Kanye getting on there.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And then, but let's not act like it would be number one had it not made it to, like, Life of Pablo.
Yeah, he gave it the Chief Keef effect.
He put life in there.
Yeah, he did. It was bubbling.
A popular song, like, and he murdered it.
Yeah, he did.
Like, that was one of the better Kanye verses on that CD.
I agree.
So, I can't give. I ain't mad at Panda being number one, but I do see the source, and we all know it's Life of Pablo, Kanye, the new verse. Like, that's why Panda. I mean, like. other than that, I don't even know nothing else in designer. I got bras in Atlanta.
I mean, we played Scammers, a song of him on Jim Jones about 2 weeks ago, and he sounded, again, exactly like Future.
I mean, but that's how he rap, though.
Really?
Yeah, thank you.
Remember when Shine came out?
How old is the nigga? How old is he?
18.
Exactly. So how long he been listening to Future, you think?
Clearly he's been studying him.
He been listening to, if he 18, he been listening to Future see about 14 years old.
I can see that.
So
I'm sure a lot of people have. What's the point? They don't mean that they come out rapping exactly like him.
That's his influence, though. Like, just,
that's different.
Because I'm from New York now, don't mean I gotta sound like Nas.
True.
Because in the last 4 years, Nas has not influenced an 18-year-old. Future has.
Right.
So it makes sense that came out of New York. He just see a young nigga 18 years old now. So it ain't nobody to be mad at. I won't say copying his influence, but he's heavily,
he's Xeroxing his influence, you know what I mean? Dude,
is Future mad?
I don't. Yeah, he actually did throw some shade at him though at a show. Because he was at a show, and you know how you get the sections hype. Let me hear what this section. Mm-hmm. Let me hear this. And then he heard one section. They was kind of low. He said, "Ah, y'all must be Designer and Sierra fans."
Mm.
So obviously he's got his ear to the street. He see what's going on. Mm. And I'm sure if you caught him in an elevator and was like, "Bro, what you think about that panel?" He's gonna be like, "Man, that nigga garbage." I guarantee
it. I mean, but that's fair though.
It
I
is.
Mean, like, if I'm Future, I have nothing like that. No, if I didn't write that and sign off on that, then I'm cool. Like, I ain't got nothing to say to do. Like, right. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Panda. Oh, for the record, too, that Jay-Z song was Empire State of Mind. It was 2009. That was the last number one song from a New York artist.
Was that with Alicia Keys?
Yep. Ironically, that song was super New York, and now this one is super ATL. we spoke about Kanye. Shout out to this hater of Kanye.
Who?
DJ Quick. DJ Quick says that Kanye's celebrity supersedes his talent. Is that fact or fiction? He said this on TMZ.
How do TMZ get so many interviews?
I have no fucking clue.
I think he said that wrong. He should have said, in my opinion, I think that Kanye thinks celebrity is more important than his talent to hip hop. Kanye think that we care as hip hop heads about him selling clothes, about him being the first designer to make it to Nike or whatever it is. These high fashion designers, he thinks that hip hop gives a fuck about that. And somewhere away along the line, he got lost in the fact that, dog, you probably are one of the dopest producers that ever came out. Not to mention, you've worked on your raps, so you're one of the best lyricists. Yet, all we hear is you complaining, you making these crazy accusations at award shows, like, you're dating, like...
Dating or married?
Married to a reality show star. So, I think, well, in my opinion, DJ Quick, what he was trying to say is that Kanye bought into the celebrity lifestyle more so than it supersedes his talent, because his celebrity really does not supersede his talent. That's how talented he is. Like, dude, that cold. Like, you see how much ruckus that he causes, like the shit that he do, the tweets, the rants.
For sure.
He's so cold that it ain't even got old yet.
Right.
So, like, I would never be here. I'd never sit here and be one to, like, hate on Kanye talent-wise. But I do feel like, you know, like everybody know my position on Kanye and how he get overboard and out of line and get off message. And if he focused more on the music and his talent, then he could make more of an impact.
I mean, but that's what he's saying. That he said the Pablo, he wasn't feeling the Pablo album.
I mean, but that's his opinion, though, because that Pablo not bad.
It's not. It's actually Slick Fire on the low.
Relax, man.
And but you know what, though? DJ Quick is right, though. DJ Quick... Kanye's celebrity has superseded his musical ability. He's more of a famous person than necessarily a musician when you think about Kanye. But
the perception of it is, but realistically though, is he not a better musician than celebrity?
I don't know. He famous as fuck right now. Mainly because due in part to him being married to Kim Kardashian.
He's not good famous though. He's not Taylor Swift famous.
I mean, I don't
He negative. He polarizing Charlie Sheen famous.
But my point with that is that is true. But people who get that famous like him, that's what tends to happen. Lil Wayne's music does not supersede his fame right now.
Yeah,
50 Cent is more famous than his music right now. Jay-Z is more famous than his music. I can name 1,000 other people. DJ Quick never crossed over, so he may not understand that. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. He's true, but I think where he was coming from was
you have very valid points. Those people, true at this point in their careers, are not. But I don't think that Kanye's at that point in his career where the celebrity overshadows the. Well, it does overshadow the fame, but that's his choice. And I think what DJ Quick failed to do was leave that in, put that in there. Like, it's Kanye's choice to be more of a
right.
celebrity.
It ain't like he fell off.
Right. It ain't like he came.
Make
because like you
no
said,
more.
This Life of Pablo, even though like you just said, it's slick fire.
It is.
Me is better than I thought it was, especially going back and listening. But us as hip hop fans, you and I both can tell it's half assed.
Nah, I like it, sure.
It's half assed though.
I don't think so.
It ain't a progression from College Dropout to the next album.
It's a progression
to late. I mean, it don't go College Dropout, Late Registration. You know what I'm saying?
Graduation.
It don't go down that path.
It don't have
to. And it's
to.
A regression because he's focused too much on celebrity. It's not because he lost the talent. It's just he focused too much on the celebrity.
I can't listen to DJ Quick, man. He almost single-handedly jacked a classic. He fucked up
legend,
that black album. That fucking Justify My Thug.
Oh, fucking God, man. Get out.
Garbage,
do
DJ
you listen
Quick.
To music or do you just skim through it?
Garbage, DJ Quick.
Bruh. Stop. Just stop it right now, dude.
But I don't listen to DJ Quick, though.
It doesn't matter. Were you listening to Jay-Z?
That song was
slaw. That Justify My Thug is what?
That beat garbage.
Bro, you just made me spit on the mic.
That beat is some fucking slaw.
Fuck that beat. Do you hear the song?
Justify My Thug is not a good song.
Oh my God.
I'm skipping that on
the
Black
podcast
Album.
Podcast over, bro. I'm out of here. I'm I don't even know if I can drive home.
Justify My Thug.
I got to get an Uber on the line, man.
For you. What?
God, dude.
What is that?
That nigga ripping that.
That ain't got nothing to do with DJ Quick.
It has
nothing.
A lot to do with that song, and it sound right for that flow. Man, that shit fire.
That's all Jay work. Yeah, Jay did the work on that, buddy. DJ move. Quick mailed it in.
Let's move on, man.
Yo,
boy, Kid Cudi.
I see you, boy.
He speaks on.
Keep your head up, Kid Cudi.
You read this, because I can't.
Kid Cudi, man, speaks on. He went to Twitter, man, went on a mean little rant the other day, man, talking about suicidal thoughts. Let me read you the exact tweet so I can be specific. He said, I think about blowing my brains out a handful of times a week. I fear no one. I give no fucks. I'm a warrior in hell. Now, he just also put out 2 new records. He's back to his rapping shit. He's got a new album on the way. Is this album promo or a legit issue?
I'm not a Kid Cudi fan. I don't know his persona. Like, I don't know his profile.
He's battled depression, things, drug use, things of that nature.
That's his profile? That's...
Tough.
Throughout his career?
Yeah, tough.
I would hope this ain't album promo, and I don't think, just from what I've seen of him as far as interviews, that he would do that.
Right.
That being said, he does have the issues with Lupe, where you see him being pretty petty, but that wasn't for album promo either, though. That was like him just speaking out. So I feel like he just wanted his friends, friends and fans, to know what was going on with him for real while he was putting out such garbage-ass music.
Yeah, he said that last album was my way of saying, fuck everyone, fuck the industry. That's why he made a rock album that nobody liked, because it was trash. He said he's back to his shit. Man, he been battling depression. Like, this ain't nothing new. But I'm going to be 1,000, though. Mm-hmm. I've never, out of the people that do actually go through, like, suicide and stuff like that, they typically don't go on Twitter and say they about to kill themselves. They usually just kind of do it, and they just kind of extra. Now, I don't know nobody going to Capital Steez, motherfucking. People don't actually say
they're
speaking
of. Well, okay, yeah.
They don't say they're actually about to do it. They just you get maybe some real cryptic tweets.
Your girl just did it the other day.
Who?
The bitch had the whole thing with Kyrie Irving.
Kehlani, yeah, and she didn't kill herself. That's my point.
So you saying hers was a publicity stunt?
I don't know, but I'm just saying she didn't kill herself. She said she was going to, but she didn't. Like, that's my saying.
Like, what? Like, people, wait, let me justify this.
People don't do it.
Wait, let me just make sure Animal Brown, I'm clear what you think. Okay. If you're trying to kill yourself, go and do it.
You're like, not going
to
talk about it. You're going to do it.
There's no halfway, right? So, there isn't. If you're trying, you're going to go in and get it done.
You're not going to tweet about it first.
That's disgusting.
That's the truth, though.
I mean, not first, afterwards. He said he think about it weekly, dude. Depression is a real thing.
Oh, it's very real, and suicide is a real thing. But okay. I'm saying, people, you don't see people tweet, I'm going to commit suicide, this shit is getting on my nerves, and a week later, they actually blow their brains. That just don't happen. Now, I hope Kid Cudi doesn't do that. That'll be fucked up.
I hope you didn't just jinx.
I hope not either, but...
How would you sleep at night?
I would sleep fairly well.
Fear. You have no cons.
But it would be fucked up, though. If anybody needs help, there's suicide hotlines for this type of shit. Y'all look that up.
Go to
for
therapy,
real.
Man.
That too. Go to therapy. I strongly recommend it. Man, before we get into this, the song break is going to be funny because the topic is Birdman. And we got some new Birdman for y'all,
man,
in case you're wondering.
Hold on, man.
What's that?
Before you do that, before you say, before you mention.
What's that?
Brian Baby Williams Bubba.
Birdman.
Beatrice. Put some respect on that shit, man. Put a little bit of respect on that shit, man. Before you bring his song in,
I can't wait to talk
about
this
topic,
too.
Man. Put some respect on it.
Well,
nigga.
Actually, we gonna show Gotti some respect real quick.
For real.
Before we get to Birdman,
we gonna talk about Gotti, or we gonna talk about Yo Gotti.
We gonna talk. Are we gonna talk about Yo Gotti, or are we gonna speak about Mario Mims? Gotti is in trouble, man.
He just blazed his government.
I'm deep for knowing
that's
his
why
government.
He don't get on here.
I'm deep for government for knowing it.
Won't come on the show.
Mario, Rio.
Wow.
We go
Let's
way
keep
back.
Keep doing it though. Let's keep doing
Me
it.
Me and Rio go way
wow.
back.
Again.
Rio is in trouble.
We're gonna go 10. We're gonna under or over 10 on the Rio references.
Eminem.
Yo Gotti. What's up, Yo Gotti?
M squared.
Wow.
He's in trouble, man, with Henry County. If you've seen his new video, Law, which is my shit, with E-40.
Fonzarella really always come through.
He do on the features. he shot it in a courthouse and did like a fake people's court. Had a whole bunch of props, had a whole bunch of scantily clad women. Henry County was like, hold on, when the fuck y'all use our courtroom for this shit? That's down here too in Georgia.
Yes, in Georgia. I know where Henry County is.
So they hot at him. Fair or foul that they hot at Gotti for using their courtroom.
How'd they get in there?
I have no clue.
Don't worry about it. No. Hey, y'all get... Listen.
Shouldn't somebody have cleared that with them first, though?
That's what I'm saying. If I'm Gotti, I swear to God, the conversation when I get that phone call goes like this. You needed to discuss that with whoever let us in. Oh, well, who let you in? I no longer have anything else to say to you. You need to talk to my lawyer. Goodbye. I swear to God, I ain't got nothing else to do with this. Whoever worked there that let me in there, nope, I ain't giving them your name.
Right.
I done put my lawyer on it. I'm not giving you no lawyer because I thought it was cool.
Because you said it was cool.
You told me, gave me the okay. Now, you ain't say, oh, bro, they might come back and do this, bro. Because if that's the case, I'm God. I can build a courtroom. I could build a little fake courtroom, dude. That ain't gonna cost me nothing but a couple hundred thousand, man. Like, for real. I go to a courtroom and shut down somewhere. Yeah, that's about fault it.
Right.
That being said, listen, I don't know the nigga name that gave us permission. Oh, okay, well, blah, call my lawyer. His number is such, 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 such.
Have a good day.
Click him? Yeah, it ain't even gotta be have a nice day. All right.
Click him.
One. What was you saying, bro? What was you saying? Finish your conversation. I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah, they hot about that shit, though. I wonder who saw the video and was like, damn, hold on, is that our courtroom? Was the judge? Let me find out the judge was looking
it
at
had
that
to
shit.
Be the judge.
The judge watched your guy.
You know what it was. You know what it is. The clerks, they be working in there. They be young. The clerks.
I'm hot that they snitched on them, so then.
They had to. Trying to get up in the judge. They trying to move up.
Okay, they trying to come
up. You know what I'm saying? They're like, judge, did you know this happened in here? Look at this rap video. Henry County, you know what I said?
No, I don't want to know.
I think it's in the country, but I don't
it sounds like some place I don't want to be at.
I don't think you want to be in Henry County.
Last thing, too. Gotti also unfollowed Angela Simmons because she got a new boyfriend. He unfollowed her on Twitter. That made news, actually. But be honest, though.
Petty meter 1 to 10, where you at on that?
Nah, that's a 0. That's law. Speaking of law.
So you end in the Twitter and Instagram debate once somebody get in a relationship.
Yeah, that
you ain't in one. This, don't follow me. They out of there.
I've been.
Is he blocking her?
I've been. Nah, hell nah. Okay. I've been publicly getting at her. I had my eye on her. Now, nigga, done snatched up. It's no need for me to follow you no more. I'm out of there. That's law.
You interested in what she got to say?
No, not no more. The hell? I'm on to somebody else. Find me somebody single to nigga to stalk now or whatever the fuck he was doing.
Oh, God.
All right, man. Let's get to this Birdman song. Birdman has two new projects coming out soon. He's got a solo album and a Rich Gang album. A lot of people are like, damn, Rich Gang back? No. He's got two new dudes, Rollo and something. I don't know. Anyway.
By the way, Henry County is a county located in the north central portion of the United States of Georgia.
United States of Georgia.
Of Henry County is 200,000.
Yeah, you can have that.
I would not be there. Never. Henry County is a part of the Atlanta, Sandy Springs, Roswell, Georgia area. We know that area.
Yes, we do.
All right.
He shot a video. He shot that single. Remember that? I'm single. He shot that video in Sandy Springs. So anyway, Birdman, he got a new joint, man. It's called Hustle. Woo! Y'all check this out. Get it work to my little nigga. Show the work to my little nigga. Put in work with my little niggas. Sing nothing but them little niggas about money. Hey, Bird. Gave the world to my little nigga. I hear you, Bird, man. Baby, Bubble, whatever the fuck else you called him.
Beatrice, man.
There you go, Beatrice. Yeah, so that's the Rich Gang joint.
So
he got that dropping.
That shit when you say it, though, man. Yeah. Don't just say that shit like it, man.
Put some respect on them bars. That's what a nigga need to do. Again, that was the Rich Gang shit, minus Young Thug, minus Rich Homie. I don't know how it's Rich Gang without them two. I'm not sure how that works.
Because it's Birdman. He do what he want.
Oh, okay. That guy did sound like Young Thug, though. Sound like Young Thug was on there.
Definitely sound like that.
So, y'all look for that in July. Y'all look for that Birdman solo in June. Birdman solo album will have one feature. He said that's it. Rest is all him.
What?
That's what the solo gonna do. That Miss Gladys album.
So, what you said, all him?
Yeah, one feature.
Wow.
So anyway, why are we talking about Birdman? If you haven't seen or heard this Breakfast Club interview, shortest interview of all time.
Put some respect on your life.
Please put
some respect on your life.
Cause you bullshitting with yourself.
We selling respect seasoning too. On DeckTVNetwork.com, we got the respect seasoning for you.
Listen, let's go ahead and before we get into it, let's play it because it's really funny. Number one, funny. Instant classic, and it's hella short. So just get a refresher if you ain't heard in a couple days. Check out what happened when Birdman visited the Breakfast Club.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
I want to start this shit off straight, telling all three of y'all stop playing with my name.
Let's go on there. Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name.
Let's go. Let's do it on camera.
Stop playing with my name.
Let's go right on there.
Nigga, when my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name. All three of y'all, stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He done cursed us out. Tell him, get it off your chest, Birdman.
I said it already. I ain't gotta talk no more.
Cause I don't understand the angle. Like what?
Said it already.
So why come here?
I did it already. I'm here. So what's happening?
I mean, it's all good. But I'm saying
here.
Why?
And I'm here. What's happening?
I'm all good. But I'm saying why come here, man. Just
look,
to
I'm
curse
here.
Us
what's
up?
What's happening, man? I wanted to see you. I wanted to talk to you on your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me? I knew a few places you was at. I could have pulled up, but I don't think that was gangster. I wanted to come look you in your face like a man and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You understand me? Straight up like a man.
So what's the issue?
No sugar. Ain't no issue. If it was an issue, you'll feel me. I just come to let y'all know, stop, put some respect on my name. You understand me? When y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Did you pull up on Ross that way or Trick Daddy?
Man, I'm pulling up on you, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm the radio guy. Why I pull up on the radio guy? Don't act tough with the radio guy.
I hate my nigga. Y'all finished or y'all done? I ain't got no more talking. Let's rock.
All right.
Okay. So much shit in them 2 minutes.
Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn, your manhole happened again.
All right, first and foremost, let's get to why Birdman was hot. Why was he hot at the Breakfast Club, specifically Charlamagne, or all three of them?
Okay, so let's clarify this, though. Nikki won't go up there, right?
Yeah, she hot at Charlamagne.
Nikki won't go.
Because he didn't like Anaconda.
Right. Wayne, I don't think, goes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think Wayne. Tiger went up there. Whatever that means.
Yeah, wow. Drake won't go
up there.
Well, he'll send bottles, but so maybe he'll go now.
I don't think he'll go now.
Okay.
He ain't ready for Charlamagne. As you seen right then. I understand Birdman being hot because of what I just said. You got a label full of your artists, regardless of what the media is saying, contracts or whatever, who have a problem with this label. Right? I'm the boss. Still. I'm trying to show them also that I'm still the boss, regardless of what the media is saying, regardless of what TMZ telling you, regardless of what the lawsuit saying, I run this shit. So first and foremost, I'm going on the most popular show and I'm walking in here and I'm talking this shit because I was raised that way. That's what I know. Now, with that being said, newsflash, Birdman, that ain't how you handle fucking business in 2016.
Well, hold on.
Right. I'm going to let you talk. Give me one more point to make, though.
Okay.
And this is key. Birdman is a CEO. He's not an artist. He's not a rapper. Even though he tries to be and got a CD coming out, he was up there for promo. He's a CEO. Puff was just up there. Puff took the Tupac question in stride. That's worse than anything they've ever said other than him kissing Lil Wayne in the mouth, which we still don't know the full story about. But that's worse than anything. Like, did you kill Pac? Like, imagine a nigga asking you that and you Puff. I'm Puff. I got the right to flip my shit, nigga. I turn all this shit, nigga, this shit on revolt.
Unless you did it. Well, go ahead.
Unless you did it, right. Exactly. Right. So, my thing is, he go in there mad, but you go in there like some street nigga or some rapper. Go in there like a CEO, sit down. You ain't got to say nothing. I ain't saying nothing till the camera start rolling. Then I tell him that. Let me sit down and get situated. I don't need these eight niggas with me. I'm dolo because I'm Birdman. Like, what? Who going to do something to me up there? I'm coming in and I have a seat. Soon as the camera start rolling, I go the fuck off.
That's what he did, though.
No. He was still standing up. He got niggas with him with cups and goons with glasses on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Nah, I'm 54 years old, man. I don't even get up this time of morning. But y'all been pissing on my name so much, I decided to make it a fact as I'm up here in New York, as I'm promoting my album, I want to sit down. I want to disrespect y'all like y'all been disrespecting me. He just went about it the wrong way. He went about it like an artist, like some nigga trying to get on, like some street nigga. You ain't that. You a CEO. So if you want niggas to respect you like that, then, I mean, you got to go in there and carry yourself like one, and he ain't do it.
Man, so back to why he was upset in the first place. Like, if you've been watching last month or two, Trick Daddy was on there. Mm-hmm. He said he threw several shots at Birdman. Rick Ross was on there promoing his project. He threw several shots at Birdman.
You going to play the shots or you want us to tell him?
I mean, yeah, I'll play the clip.
Okay.
Check out what Trick Daddy had to say, followed by what Ross had to say.
I've done business with Birdman. Mm-hmm. Some are good and some is bad. I just think when you're trying to be a CEO and you're trying to be a rapper and you're trying to be a ladies' man and you're trying to be a girlfriend and you trying
to be a girlfriend.
A Crip and a Blood.
You trying to be a girlfriend?
Why do you call them a girlfriend?
I don't know. That's what they said.
Oh, you mean like a
I'm like DJ Khaled. I got it from the street.
What's your relationship with Birdman?
I don't have one with Birdman. For me to see the way things are transpiring, I can't respect that, and I don't respect that.
Have you had that convo with Birdman, boss to boss? Like, yo, you need to treat your people better?
Not at all. I mean, that's what I wanted to build my team after, the way they kids was molding together, the way they family was.
Right.
So for me to see this, that's a no-go. They know how I play. Birdman know how I get down. He was in Miami a long time. He know Double M active.
How does that work now, you know, because he's in Miami, like,
he ain't in Miami right now. He ain't in Miami right now, but it ain't about telling nobody where they could go. I ain't with that. That's fake talk.
We know who the that Drake signed to is now. Yeah, we figured it out.
Should have been easy.
Very, very disrespectful. Now, okay. And Charlamagne has thrown his shots too. There was a reason he was hiding him specifically. He's went on there several times and been like, signing with Cash Money is a joke.
Don't sign a Birdman because you won't get your money.
Right, right, right. He's always quick to bring up the kiss and shit.
There's been rumor reports that were speaking unflatteringly of Birdman by Angela Yee. But like she said, she's just reporting what she hear.
Right. So
him, he offered Envy a deal last year.
Yeah, he offered Envy a deal last year. Envy wisely
declined.
And so, I mean, like, okay, so that's why Birdman was hot. I understand him being upset. I don't know if he should have been so upset at the Breakfast Club, so to speak, more than maybe a Trick Daddy and Ross.
All right. No.
Because them niggas was blatantly disrespecting him.
But, okay.
No respect.
See, and that's a fine line you walk right there.
How?
Because you're talking about media stuff and you're talking about people affecting your money, right? Now, Ross and Trick Daddy, if I'm Birdman, are not people. Even if I have addressed them, it ain't none of Charlamagne's business, right? So he did right to say, I'm talking to you right now. Because as far as we know, he may have addressed him. I ain't heard Ross or Trick Daddy say nothing since then.
Yeah, they have. They came out in response to this interview.
What'd they say?
Trick Daddy was at a show.
And what'd he say?
And he said, man, did y'all see that? Y'all see Birdman on Breakfast Club? I got one thing to say about that. And he played. He dropped that Nan nigga.
So okay, see, that's news to me. And that's funny.
And Ross sent bottles of
to Charlamagne.
Obviously, man, nothing's
happening. That's whack, though. But that's whack.
Nothing's happened.
Okay,
to him.
So like you said, then he ain't addressed them.
No, he hasn't.
So to go up and address Charlamagne them makes it even more whack for you to come in there on some gangster shit and take that L in that sense, like I said, and keep referring back to coming there as the CEO. I run Cash Money, Young Money Records, dog. I done sold more albums in my life than you will ever, like, than more money than you will see, Charlamagne. Like, it is a money thing, and the reason that, if you want to get into why this went so viral right now, do we got to sell more points on the other one? You want to get into why it went so viral?
Yeah, for sure.
People love to see rich people fall. It's like, if you ain't got what somebody got, you love to see them slip up. And this is a slip up for Baby, right?
Clearly.
And Baby always flown. Baby got the Bugatti. We seen him in Miami.
Right.
He got the boats. He got the half-open silk shirts with the jewels on. He was up there iced out. You know what I'm saying? So a nigga like that to carry himself, it's almost like seeing Mayweather get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't rooting for it, but when that shit happened, all that shit that nigga was talking, you like, motherfucker, they got you.
It's a train wreck.
Yeah, you love it. You love to see that because niggas like that don't carry themselves in a way where they're prepared for a loss. So Birdman took that loss right there. How do he bounce back?
Well, hold on. Before I get to that, let me talk my shit.
Okay, talk your shit.
Because he's not bouncing back. Spoiler alert, he's not bouncing back. If you've been listening to the show last year and a half, I said this early out the gate. I said Birdman was cooked. I said he was done being relevant in the rap game. I said he's going to end up being a joke. He's going to end up being a punchline, much like Suge Knight when he lost his artist. When you're a CEO and you lose your artist, you're nothing. You're nothing without your artist. That's exactly what's going on right now. And so what Birdman could get away with a couple of years ago, because he had the hottest rapper on the planet, because he's got the number one female rapper in the planet, because he's got an alien in Drake throwing up his shit wearing his YMCMB shirts, you can get away with wearing lugs. You can get away with being 60 with a red star tattoo on your head. You can get away with that shit when you're winning. As soon as you lose, all that shit get exposed. Videos come up on YouTube of you calling for niggas to come on stage when everybody else was calling for females.
God, that was awful.
Video, the pictures of you kissing niggas come up.
Did you show me that this weekend?
Nah, somebody tagged us in it on Facebook.
God,
that
man.
Shit like that starts surfacing. The pictures of you throwing up Crip and then the pictures of you throwing up blood and videos, all that come up.
Nah. Hold on though. Let's stop.
I'm just saying, this is what comes up when you have no artists and you have nothing to fall back on. I called this 2 years ago. Shout out to me.
Okay, like Scoop showed this to me, and you tagged. Like, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched it. They was at the concert.
Now that has to be next. Like, if you don't even explain the Breakfast Club shit, that got to be explained. I don't understand that.
So if you went to a Cash Money show back in the day, you know how they got down.
They pulled people up on stage for the back that ass up.
Right, they pulled females on stage, or excuse me, women on stage for the back that ass up. And Birdman was not concerned with putting women.
Several times he said,
"I want them niggas right here.
Hey, my nigga right here, you come on up here. What, these niggas been fucking with us all night. Hey, my nigga, y'all come up here. my nigga right here. Yeah, you, him. Get that nigga up
here." He
said,
"I fuck with niggas too, man.
I fuck with niggas too." Like, and Manny Fresh, like, not me. No. Manny Fresh was like, "Bruh, like, it's too many niggas.
What are you
niggas
doing?
What, it's too many niggas up here.
Yep.
Like, what's going on?"
He was like, "Nah, we're gonna focus on these ladies right here. I don't know what you
now,
talking about.
I don't know if Baby was drunk, and I'm not accusing him of anything, but that is a real funny.
It's hilarious.
Funny.
You seen the video?
Funny in quotation marks video.
That video is 100 years old, and it has not been brought to light until you do this shit.
I've never seen it.
That's my point.
You're right.
When it rains, it pours. Ask Meek Mill. When you take that first L,
it's a bigger L
than Meek Mill.
Yeah.
No, I saw this coming. The Meek Mill L was like out the blue. This right here, niggas. If you pay attention, you see this coming. Mm-hmm. He wears lugs, my nigga. It's 2016, and he's still pumping lugs, bruh. He got a red star on his head. I don't know what any of that means. I don't care. It just looks silly. And when you start to lose, all this shit, it shines bright, dude. It's easy to wear a nigga out, dog, because he too cool for that shit. And that's what he thought when he went to the Breakfast Club with 8 goons, 8 artists on his label, 8 backup dancers, 8 weed carriers. I don't know what they were. But you go in there with 8 people, and you, like, nobody was shook except maybe Angela Yee. Because she looked like she had seen a ghost.
She just tried to get her nose off.
She was trying to get her nose off. Nobody was shook. Charlamagne sat there and looked him dead in his face and told him to say, like, "Bruh, like, what are you talking about?
Are you mad at me or you mad at Ross?
What are you mad at?"
Charlamagne really impressed me with this interview. I mean, because one, like, why are you mad at me, the radio dude? One.
That's a legit question,
like,
though.
The legitimate question is, like, you come up here for an interview, like, and for it to come out that he was calling the day before, calling the day after, calling right when he left, like, oh, he made a mistake and wanted to apologize.
Right.
Like, that even legitimizes Charlamagne's point more. Like, I'm not trying to be y'all friend, man. Y'all come in here like I was supposed to hold my tongue because you Birdman and you spit some garbage ass bars. Nah, bro, I'm doing my job.
Right.
You go do yours and improve your rap game.
Right.
Like, don't get mad at me for saying that.
Now,
and that go, like, across the board, because I know we give people a hard time on here. And it's,
sure,
like, in what we do. Like,
right,
we no ill will towards
any
of
them,
unless it didn't got over on us in some business shit. But,
right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, like, it's no ill will. Like, this is what we're supposed to do. So, Birdman, like I said, what I keep referencing back to be a CEO, man, in this game 30 years, you have to know that. And what solidified this moment for me is that Slim is the mastermind. If we always thought, never were able to prove it behind the whole situation.
Right.
Slim is the mastermind. Baby is
mascot.
The mascot.
Yeah. I agree. And the irony, so you mentioned him calling before.
Slim is his brother. For those who don't know, Slim Williams, the other guy who runs Cash Money Records with him.
Most def. So he had called about a week before and was like, "I'm gonna be in New York. I wanna do the Breakfast Club. Make sure Charlamagne is up there." So, like, Charlamagne was like, "Okay, cool." So they do the interview. Well, they do the quote unquote interview.
But he called Charlamagne directly as well.
Now I'm about to tell you. So after he left.
No, I'm saying before that too.
I don't know nothing about that.
No, prior even to that, he called Charlamagne and was like, let's get up, let's talk.
Nah, he called him after and said that.
Bruh.
So he called him three times?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Charlamagne just came out and said this. He called Charlamagne prior to even going up there and was like, yeah, I mean, let's rap, let's talk before I come up here to make sure we get shit straight. Charlamagne was like, nah, let's just do the interview.
Okay.
And Charlamagne said he told them, like, they kept calling to make sure he was going to be there. He's like, nah, I'm going to be in town, but me and baby ain't got to talk. Like, he said even before the interview, too.
So then, after it, let Envy tell it. Birdman apologized, and then he tried to call Charlamagne to meet up. And Charlamagne was like, dude, I have nothing else to say to you, dude.
That's another thing I respect about what he
said.
Like,
come on, bro. Like, I wish you luck. Yeah. Now, I'm not hot at you.
We ain't never got to talk again.
But there's nothing for us to talk about.
Never again, me and you ain't got to have a for conversation. What? I ain't trying to sign the cash money. I just do radio. You a CEO. You're going to do your thing. I do my thing. But, like, me and you ain't never got to talk again because, one, you came in my workplace, totally disrespected my craft and what I do. What I got, like, even though I come in here and I disrespect your craft, yeah, but that's my job.
I mean, so, I wouldn't even necessarily say that, though.
What?
I mean, saying that.
Now, he like, let's not.
He pour a little bit on it. Okay.
He's disrespectful. To say, oh, you kissing another man, don't sign, like, I can, like, from.
By saying don't sign us, the cash okay, money?
Us being business owners, as a nigga come and say, never fuck with On Deck and they podcast because they do such and such and such and such.
We never gave people reason to,
exactly,
though.
We never gave people reason to, but still, if somebody out there spewing that, regardless of the fact, we gonna feel a certain way about them, right?
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, it don't matter. Like, Birdman probably can prove if he pull out paperwork that now all of these people were paid. But Charlamagne, no one would believe that. That ain't good radio.
No one would believe that, bro.
Bro.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, dog.
Wendy told us.
I know.
Like, you're going to have to go to court, but you're going to get your money. She said that specifically.
That's not how you run business.
I ain't saying that's how you run business, but what I'm saying is Birdman sit down and tell Charlamagne, like, nah, like, you up here saying niggas don't get paid when they fuck with me. Now, it might be some fucked up business behind it. I give you that. We being real nigga to real nigga.
He not gonna
say that. Nah, he not gonna say that. But what I'm saying, if it was me,
right,
or us, like I'm saying, if somebody was saying that about us, now real nigga to real nigga, it might take a little minute for him to get paid, depending on who he is,
right?
But like, now everybody getting paid, dog. So if they was able to have that conversation, then maybe it would have been different. But I don't think Charlamagne wanted to have that conversation because he don't respect Birdman as a CEO. He look at him as a clown because of what he do out
and
here.
And plus, who else do you meet up with beforehand on the interview
too? Yeah, like I ain't got to talk to you prior to, bro. Like,
who else do you do that to? You screen, you know, everybody?
Unless you know the nigga, really.
That's what I'm saying. I say this, man. And see, the knock on Charlamagne before used to be like, oh, he know who to fuck with. When Young Bird come up there, he fuck with him. When niggas like that, when Maino come up there, he quiet. When Jeezy come up, Walker, he don't play. When Walker come up, he don't play that shit.
Gucci was the number one. Like he
I mean, but people. I guess I don't know. I think Gucci overreacted, but it's all good.
What you mean Gucci overreacted?
I don't know what he was. They didn't seem nervous to me, but then again, I wasn't there, so I don't know.
They seemed very nervous to me.
I couldn't tell. But the knock on Charlamagne was that he know who to fuck with and who not. That wasn't the case on this Birdman interview. I tell you like this. If I've been in a coma for the last 6 years, and I just got out right now, so that means I know Baby, I know Trick Daddy, I know Ross,
right?
But I don't know Charlamagne Breakfast Club. And and you was like, hey bro, check this out, this shit hella funny. And you was like, that's the nigga that be instigating shit. I'm like, okay, cool, let me check it out. I'm gonna be like, man, look, this is my first time looking at this Breakfast Club shit, but that nigga kept 1,000 in front of dude. I mean, he was in his face though.
Yeah,
like you can't, I don't give a fuck what you thought about them before this, what you think about him, period, because he say shit I don't agree with all the time.
Sure.
But this particular isolated incident, dude kept it a buck with him, though. I put that on everything. You can't ask him to do no more other than literally firing on him, dude. Like, it ain't nothing else you can do.
And that was the thing, though, and that's what I respected about. Like, not only how Charlamagne, I'm going to give a little bit of credit to Envy. Because Envy wasn't quiet and passive. Nah, he kept it moving. Is. He kept, like, all right, let's run it.
He was like, all right, let's run it. Put it on camera, Bird. Shit.
And that's what it was, because Envy was like, nah, y'all niggas reached out to me.
Right.
Y'all said, let's come up here and do this interview. So if you come in here with this negative energy and this bad you vibe, like, let's run this.
Right.
We ain't got to miss nothing. Tell me everything you mad about.
Because we're going to get them clicks.
Yeah,
because
we want to see it. This is what we do. This is our job. So, like, if you come in there with that, like, I just don't understand. Like you said, shout out to Charlamagne. Shout out to Envy for doing their job and doing it well.
Yeah.
And major L to Birdman.
It was an L.
In the fact of handle your. Like, he just, like,
that shit is going stupid, bro, viral.
You 54 years old. You know what I'm saying?
At least.
That's allegedly.
P wouldn't be caught dead doing that shit. That's allegedly. Remember how P played it?
Exactly.
Remember how P played it when he went up there and didn't like the shit that Charlamagne said?
And look, it's been other. Nelly, remember how Nelly played?
Nelly wasn't going either.
Nelly wasn't going,
but he did it
in
like
this place real cool.
Yep,
like we ain't finna,
it kept it
like,
moving.
Like we not finna do this.
Yep,
and you know I'm not a Ludacris fan, but if I ain't mistaken, I think he did the same thing.
I can't remember.
I think
about
he told Luda he was cold, and Luda was like, "Hold on, bruh."
Right,
like I fast and feel like you really got it fucked up.
Yeah, do your research.
Yeah, I'm saying so, like. People that are able to bounce back and keep it moving and still had an interview.
And not
like,
take
I
it personal.
Respect. Yeah, like this ain't no personal thing. We doing our job here.
Yeah.
Regardless of the celebrity status of what it is, though.
The irony is that he went up there looking for respect and ended up being disrespected by everybody in pop culture.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about this everywhere. Mark Jackson said it on the Warriors game. The news lady tweeted it down here in the A.
Shout out to Jonita Moore, ain't it?
She bad, too, on the low. She's a bad news lady.
I watch the news at night and everything.
Like, that's the irony of it all. And like I said, when Wayne was leaving, I called it then. But what sealed is when he tried to... When he tried to sign Slim Jesus, I knew it was over.
See, now this way you're going overboard.
Over.
You're going overboard with it now.
O-V.
You talking about a man who been in the rap game for 30 years.
It's over. Everything that goes up must come down. It's okay.
Bruh, they have been running this company for 30 years. This ain't going to stop nothing.
Nah, it's over.
Like, especially in today's game, like, it's somebody that'll take a chance with cash money.
But they're not going to be talented, bruh. That's what you lose with that. Did you just hear the nigga we played?
You don't think Kodak Black will sign with him?
No.
You don't?
No, bruh.
What, over under 90% sure how are you?
I'm 100% sure. He wouldn't do that. Nobody is. Like, he's got that reputation. Nobody is fucking with
That's
dude.
That's not true, man.
If Slim Jesus not signing to him, Kodak Black, damn sure ain't.
Slim Jesus ain't irrelevant. He don't even. He
That's my point.
He don't even know, like, hot boy shit. Like, at least them niggas go to research. Like a nigga.
Dude, nobody, bro, it's over with, man. He can't get no artists no
That's
more,
dog.
That's
not true, man.
Nobody of relevance they is going people, to sign to
like,
dude.
It's been a point where it was only him and Manny where they was putting out Get Your Roll On and shit like that, dude.
He still had Wayne. Manny not signing with him. It's over. It's okay, though. That's my whole thing.
But,
it's okay
bro,
for it to be over.
As many rappers as there are out here today, somebody will take a chance with Birdman with talent.
But the,
like,
no.
It's inevitable, dude.
No.
He gonna give them, like, a good, nice sum of money up front, like they do nowadays. Floated as some type of independent thing, and Birdman gonna be behind it like it can't be old. He run his business. Like, Rough Riders and them said they netted over, like, a couple million when they went. They didn't have nobody. They had Jen. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he gonna continue to make money. You saying in the relevance point.
Yeah, I'm
though,
not
right?
saying he gonna be fucking you living
saying,
under a bridge.
You saying ain't no more YMCMB. No. Ain't no more major artists coming from nowhere near Birdman.
No.
Ain't no Young Thugs, no Nickies, no Drakes, ain't
dipped.
No Wayne's. Ain't none of that ever coming
Young
from
Thug
Cat.
And Rich Hold Homie on. Was his last ditch effort.
Right.
And, they
and you're saying that there will never be another star on Cash Money Records.
Never.
Okay.
As soon as these niggas' album deals is up, man, right. They niggas is gone.
There'll never be another star on
OVO
Cash Money
is going to go straight to Warner Brothers, dude.
There'll never be another star on Cash Money Records,
no,
is what you're saying.
Okay. Never.
Okay.
Who was the star after Pac on Death Row? Who was the star after Jay? Who did Dame sign?
How long?
Who did Murder, Inc. sign when Ja fell out? Did anybody sign these niggas?
But look who you're putting this person in the class with.
Them all bosses.
No. Hell no. Not like him.
Okay.
You got to put him up there with Jay. You got to put him with Puff. Like, he done kept his shit rolling for 30 years, independent, slickly. Best deal ever for a major artist coming, or excuse me, for an independent artist coming out the South. He know what he doing. Even though he may have looked like a coon on the Breakfast Club,
that I give you that. Like that's it. But what we do know is he ain't the nigga doing the books. He ain't the nigga running the business.
Exactly.
And I guarantee you now they better, or at least I would if I was in the wearing the Cash Money building. They got a good ass PR firm. They finna be working on their image. They still got the capital because they got a good deal. They still got Universal deal. All they got to do is find one person, dude.
It's easier said than done.
What is
not? It's easier said than done.
Not nowadays, dude.
Did you hear the nigga on the song, bro?
Bro, did you see Fred? You know what we usually do right here? You know what this episode usually is?
Did you hear the nigga on the song?
Do you know what this episode usually is? XXL freshman class. That's why not out we yet. Didn't do it.
That's not out yet, though.
Yeah, but why we ain't doing it, period.
Because it ain't out yet.
Nah, because it's some slaw. And one of them niggas will sign with Birdman.
Bro, but them if they some slaw, what's the point? That's my
They on XXL freshman class. Those are the future upcoming stars, right?
No, we know that's not the case.
Nah, I mean, you put Birdman. Who had Birdman who went behind him?
Dude, nobody.
What if your boy from Chicago signed with Birdman?
He's not.
How you gonna feel about that?
He won't.
I don't believe it.
Bro, if you knew a nigga right now and they said, man, I'm thinking about signing with Birdman, you would say, nigga, run.
If Birdman put that bag in front, what's your boy name? G Herbo. Birdman put that bag in front of G Herbo, have him out there scuba diving in Miami on the boats just like he had Young Thug. In 3 months, it's the G Herbo and Cash Money and the drill money. It's drill money. That's
whack,
what it is,
that's
drill
money.
That's what it's going to be called, drill money. Chicago to Miami or New Orleans or whatever it is, dude. That's all it is, dude. Like, Birdman not finna fall off.
He already has, dog.
No.
He
hasn't? You don't fall off when you got $30 million, bruh. That ain't fall off.
You getting okay? I say this. First of all, you talking about a deal from the '90s.
I'm talking about the legacy, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
So did Suge never fall off?
The legacy of Death Row fell off. Yes.
So you telling me
and
the legacy
Suge fell off? Yes, because he
Murder
wasn't the type of CEO. Okay, did Suge have the type of talent that the babies had?
Do you? Who's more responsible for that though? We just got to talk about who's the brains behind it.
Suge wasn't a good CEO.
I know, neither.
And he didn't have the talent, though.
Neither is Birdman, dog.
Birdman had the talent. He showed you that he can develop talent.
They leaving, though.
Oh, my God.
Once they leave,
like, if you can develop talent, you can develop it again, though.
So Birdman can develop talent, bro?
You don't think he can?
Nigga, no. Who did he develop? Drake was ready-made. Nicki was ready-made.
Were they?
Nigga, hell
yeah. Or when
they
start throwing that YMCMB up, was they more popular?
But they knew what to do. They was going to make it regardless, my nigga. Trust me.
Hi, boys.
I heard that So Far Gone before Baby even heard it. Like, nigga, he was going to go.
Baby.
Fuck that. You listen to that Beam Me Up Scotty, nigga. People knew Nicki had it.
He wasn't going to go like they went, though.
Yeah, because they had Wayne standing next to them.
Exactly.
Not because they had Birdman.
And where Wayne come from?
Man, Wayne.
Exactly.
Came from New Orleans.
Exactly, nigga.
Let's get to this music break. Hit the rap chat in Facebook. Let us know, is it over for Birdman? Of course it is. That's a silly question.
Yes,
but
yes.
But I will ask it anyway. Go on there to let us know. It's Marathon Monday, man. Nipsey Hussle is back. He got new music every Monday. Speaking of Young Thug, he actually has the real Young Thug on this record. Man, y'all check it out. Let us know what y'all think.
Baby bottle, no babies. Making all these bitches like they pretty patient. And all the type of niggas gonna get mad about what you say. So watch what you say. Cause I keep neighbors with me. Yo, I'm on that small, I need double D's. Lots of sisters and brothers, so they never notice me. Nipsey. Was on my grind, it was my time. I ain't think twice, I paid that price. And we did this, nigga. Reached every goal, I said I had to sit back down and rearrange that list, nigga. Now I'm out here getting rich. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. And now we out here getting rich. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. Police storm at me, charges never stick. Fucking niggas up in Vegas, pocket 96, 11 past 11. She told me make a wish, told me pass the blunt while she trying to neck the shit. Posted at the shell, leaning on my shit. Bitches pulling up, we like 100 something thick. Dice game cracking, through 100 licks. You know a nigga gotta talk my shit. When I was looking for a pot to piss, posted on the block with all my Crips. Thought 100 racks was getting rich. And risk 100 years to hit a lick. They said take patience to get rich. But I always knew one day I'd do it big, then I did. Ari, was on my grind, it was my time.
Man, we back. That was Nipsey Hussle featuring Young Thug. Thug Life.
I could have did with just him on the little hooks. Just Thug on the little whatever he do, the little harmonize.
Yeah, Thug, the harmonize in the background was tough.
I could have did with just that, and I would have been cool. Nope.
Didn't need no verse from Thug. Nope. I'm going to come clean.
Nope.
Could have just been that Nip solo.
Nope.
Would have been hard.
Very much so. Quote of the week, man. Quote of the week.
Yeah, man. Coming from Willie D, man. He was on the Breakfast Club. Willie D.
Y'all don't know Willie D, man. Ghetto Boys.
Absolutely. Man, he said something interesting about Skyface when they talked about the writing process of the Ghetto Boys. I thought this was kind of interesting, man. Let's check it out, see what he had to say.
How much did you write for the group after that?
Well, I wrote all of my stuff. And
did you write for Face? Did you write for Bushwick?
Well, I wrote a couple songs with that Face rap. And but as far as Bill, though, I say about, when it came to Ghetto Boy Records, I say about 80-90% of everything you ever heard Bill say came out of my head.
So with Faith, like, you wrote his actual verses or just like songs, hooks?
No, I actually wrote like whole songs where he rapped on. Like as far as like, I'm talking about Ghetto Boy Records.
Yeah, Ghetto Boy.
Like Do It Like
solo.
A G.O.
Oh, but he wrote his own verses. But
I wrote Do It Like a G.O.
Okay.
Saying the verses,
the whole
everything.
Record, I wrote Do It Like a G.O.
Gotcha.
And I mean, myself, Bill, and Brad rapped that. So he, yeah, I wrote that song. I wrote another song that I wrote that Face rapped on. I Ain't With Being Broke. And come on.
So it looked like Willie D did some writing for Skyface. Now, this is my first time hearing this.
Oh, man.
Now, does this take any notches away from Face as being a GOAT, greatest of all time MC?
No.
Well, how?
I'll tell you why. Because
niggas went ham on Drake.
Right. Because okay. Drake is a performer. Scarface is an artist. Scarface at 19 got together with these J Prince and all of these dudes, and they performed Ghetto Boys. Scarface is on Combat Jack. He did say that he wrote songs for Willie D as well. Like,
see, that ain't what Willie D just said.
No, I mean, that ain't what they asked him. They asked him, had he wrote songs for Scarface?
Right.
What Combat asked, he said, how was the collaborative effort, being that this stuff came out about Drake?
Right.
And what Scarface said is, I used to go in there and I would write whole songs, and Willie D would have a verse, and Bushwick could have a verse, but I wrote the whole song. But we all sit and collab, and he say, you say this like this, and Willie D not like, I'm going to use my style. Like, it would all be a collaborative effort. It wasn't like a nigga was going in there like clueless, like, oh, here go your paper, going there and rap. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't lose any respect for Scarface in the manner of Willie D saying, I wrote whole songs. Because Scarface said he wrote whole songs. They were the only two writers in the group.
Yeah, Bushwick.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So I ain't really mad at that.
So how is that acceptable then, but now when Drake say it's a collaborative effort on
Drake
some
ain't a group?
Still, it Drake's, doesn't matter.
Drake, so what I'm saying, so Drake doesn't present himself as a group. He's an MC individually. Now, we talking about niggas writing for, he talking about Ghetto Boys albums.
Right, yeah. He wasn't talking,
you know,
about Space Solo shit.
He ain't talking
shit
about The Diary. He ain't talking about The Fix. He ain't talking about, right, Made. He ain't talking about nothing. Mr. Scarface. He ain't talking about nothing individually that Scarface worked on.
Okay.
Like, all right, of those are individual concepts.
That's fair.
Like, the concepts for, like, if J Prince, the boss, come and say, I want the album to sound like this, Scarface, being the best lyricist, can come in there and be like, okay, this the song we need for the boss.
True.
And then Willie D can come in there and be like, look what I got.
Fair.
So, you know what I mean? So, I ain't mad at that.
That's respectable. I didn't know that they wrote each other's,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they definitely,
I ain't gonna lie.
They definitely. Scarface has admitted that before.
Ain't that some shit? Alright, look, new music coming out this week. It's one album that you need to be worried about.
Whoa, go back.
What happened?
Cause he mentioned, and we're going a little over, so y'all bear with us.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned the Coon stuff. Like, he has a song called Coon, correct?
Right.
And he talked about Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Stephen A.
Stephen A. Smith being Coon.
Don Lemon. Yeah.
Oh, man, Don Lemon. Like, I was in front, you know, we went to the Hawks game?
Yeah.
When I was leaving, catching my Uber,
This is a nigga doing his Snapchat. He said, out front of the CNN building, the nigga said, fuck you, Don Lemon, with your bitch ass. We right out here in front of CNN. I wish you would come outside.
Damn.
That's how people feel about Don Lemon.
So that was harsh.
But right. He was a gay dude too.
Wow.
But to go on, is that politically correct? Whatever they call it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to raise no harm in that community. But he was a whatever.
Yeah.
Like me. With that being said, Willie D had a great point in some of the stuff that he said. It's not that black people don't champion other black people when they become successful. That's not the case. But when you're Kevin Gates and you come from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's obvious that you've been harassed by the police for shit that I'm sure wasn't your fault. When you get up there and you say, man, all lives matter to me.
Right.
Or when you Barkley and you say, I feel like the judgment was right in the Trayvon Martin case or the Mike Brown case. Like, that's when niggas be like, okay, you're a coon. Because clearly you've forgotten what it's like to be
in
those children.
Right.
Those people that were killed. You know what I'm saying? So I get his whole thing in saying it, and I respect it.
Yeah, you ain't mad at that either.
Saying that.
And Charles Barkley is your boy.
That's my boy and everything. Charles Barkley, my favorite NBA player ever. Like, and it hurt me to say it and everything, but I've heard him say some stuff. Well, I get it sometime in the tax bracket that he in and the people that he hang out with. Like, I understand it, but still at the same time, how do you forget? You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, I'll
never forget.
It's the people he hang around, dude.
I mean,
think of how long he been out of that lifestyle.
Bro, we could hang.
How long has he been out of that lifestyle, bro?
We could hang with billionaire hedge fund people, and I promise you, I'll never forget.
That's what a lot of people say, though. You got to think about that. Just being 1,000, you think you're the only person that said that?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, great point. Great point.
Barkley fucking had that same conversation in Alabama, wherever the Arkansas, wherever the fuck
Alabama,
he from.
He
probably had that Leeds, same combo.
Yeah,
I'm hot at him, though. So y'all check out that new Willie D. Are y'all checking for that? All right. The one album y'all need to be checking for, man, Friday, the 29th.
What's that?
Views from the motherfucking Six. It is here.
It's finally coming out.
It's coming out.
Is it going to come out Friday? Is it going to be like a radio stream? And then we got to wait 80 more hours for it to come out?
I think they're going
to
do the radio stream Thursday night.
Knew it.
Late night. See, on OVO radio.
See, we got a radio stream, and then we got to wait for it. Then we got to find the explicit version.
I got to have it, motherfucker.
Is it going
to
be on Apple?
Yeah.
What you going to do?
I'm going to download the shit.
Oh, you're on both. You're on Tidal and Apple.
I'm on Apple Music.
You gave up on Tidal?
You so late.
Ring the alarm. This nigga gave up on Tidal.
I will say this, though. He also announced the Summer 16 tour with him and Future.
Are you hitting that?
Those tickets go on sale Friday at 10 o'clock.
Are you hitting that?
I will be buying my tickets.
Are you trying to hit that?
While I got the motherfucking Views from the Six blasting in my Beats by Dre's. At the same damn time, I'll be copping them tickets.
Hey, they got two back-to-back LA shows.
Oof.
They look real nice.
I think that's a Saturday show, too.
Two back-to-back.
One of them is.
Man, them back-to-back LA shows look real nice.
I'll be at one of them shows. I don't know what city yet. I'm going to figure that out. He does come to the A. I might hit that one. But if I'm feeling frisky, I may go out of town.
Pause.
Really?
Yeah.
What you got? Man, hey, hold on real quick. And you mentioned this, too, about the Birdman shit. If Birdman was smart, and I got to shout out to wifey because she mentioned this to me earlier. She said, hey, if Birdman was smart, he would capitalize off this respect my name, put some respect on
clearly.
It. He would get with a sauce company, get with a seasoning company.
Yeah.
He would get with somebody and call that shit respect, and it would take
name.
Off.
Throw it on my name. Like, that's what you got.
It would take the fuck off.
That's how
you flip this into a positive.
And that's CEO mode. Shout out to wife because you got a CEO mode wife. Because look, Birdman losing all the way around. So make fun of you. Go on, make fun of yourself.
Got to run with
dude.
It.
Yeah, make fun of yourself, dude. Like now,
turn it into money.
Every time I come in this motherfucker, respect my name. Like I'm shucking it out. Just like with the Plies Blue Money shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, let's go on and run
color
with this shit, man. Color money. Let's go.
Is we done or is we finished?
Oh my God. I got that on the shirt.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
Shit, every time I walk in a room and they start an interview with me and I'm Birdman from now, we done or we finished.
You got trademark and
what
shit.
What we finna do? We done or we finished.
Get the shirts, trademark it, get with
that's,
a seasoning
that's the
company.
That's the song and everything. Shout out to my boy Dave Lucci, Nashville, Tennessee. He got the song with the clip already on there.
Nah, he's shaking it.
You gonna respect my name. I can't think of the name of the song. It's featuring Young Steve, but shout out to Nashville artist, man, Dave Lucci. He definitely got the song already with the You Gonna Respect My Name.
Birdman was smart. He flipped that shit real easy. It's everywhere, dog. everywhere. Yeah. Anyway, what you got on deck for the weekend?
Making moves, man. Big plans. Just making moves, man. Can't keep them in.
Views from the motherfucking six.
You're gonna be sitting here with a candle.
God damn it.
A candle and your iTunes up.
Don't text me. Don't email me. Don't call me and interrupt my stream.
This thing gonna be reading the lyrics on screen with a candle.
I'm gonna be reading them all. I need the book. I need the hard copy.
Indian style. With a candle and a seance listening to the views.
Would this be better than What a Time to Be Alive?
What a time.
Would this be better than If You're Reading This It's Too Late?
This should be his best album.
Nah.
This should be his best album.
Nah.
And that's my expectation.
Nah. Yeah, like, you're setting yourself up for failure if you expect
that. What you're coming off of, like, I have every reason to believe that this should be your best album. Why not?
Because Nothing Was the Same was complete and utter piff.
Okay. You got to grow as an artist. Volume 3 was piff. The Dynasty was great. Then Blueprint came.
Volume 3 was cool.
Volume 3? We signing off, dude, because we can't even get into this conversation. Thought some Volume 3 was cool.
Appreciate the ratings and the comments.
Let
on
him know them Volume
3 iTunes.
Is fire, too.
We appreciate that, man. We'll see y'all next week. We out this thing.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.